I'd like to welcome back to the studio from Believe in Books. We have Nate Sawyer and Erin Sweeney joining me on the show today. Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. Obviously, Believe in Books. Wow, you guys are busy this season.
It's been real. It's been fun.
It's been real fun for sure. So let's start off, before we get to Journey to the North Pole, and that is coming up, obviously, for the holiday season, and we're very excited to announce the winner of that Family 4-Pack, and we thank Believe in Books so much for giving us those tickets. They're hard to come by, those Journey to the North Pole tickets.
They are. Oh, my
so
gosh.
It's a great pleasure to give those away, and we're going to announce that lucky winner soon. But let's start off with the Sunset Concert Series. In fact, we just gave away a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's show to see N-Train.
Yeah.
Big performer, big Valley favorite. When these guys come to town, everybody comes on out for it. Let's talk about the Sunset Concert Series and what's been going on.
Yeah, well, N-Train is our halfway point, so it's kind of nice. Every Saturday night, it's been real. We've had some really fun bands. They've enjoyed their time here. The audiences that have come out have really enjoyed it, and the renovations that we've done to the theater have helped all of that. So it's been nice.
It's been really great. And you guys, not only local bands, of course, I know you had Junko over there not too long ago with Way of the Headband as local bands, but there's also some of the bigger names of the Valley that come through, like N-Train, Kaylee Rain. I know what's the American Rogues coming up at the end.
Yes.
Studio 2 is a personal favorite of mine.
I'm so excited for Studio 2. They're going to be great.
Yeah, Rustic Overtones are coming.
Rustic Overtones.
A big Valley favorite. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we also have Blues Project with some fun performers coming up.
Right, and there's actually a little bit of a change to the Blues Project originally.
A little bit.
There was somebody else booked, but things happened, and you guys are still going to make it happen.
Correct, yeah, no. The guy that's been helping us put it together, he's like somebody, family emergency, but we got Diane Blue and Cliff Goodwin from...
He's played with Joe Cocker, Robert Palmer.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Somebody with little connections there.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's going to be wonderful.
So it's still going down, and you can check out the full schedule about the whole Sunset Concert Series. Again, that's at believeinbooks.org. And if you purchase your tickets online, they can save themselves some money there.
Yes. It's $5 less. It basically goes up $5 the day of the show.
Yeah. So get them today.
Yeah.
Get them today. And with that, those new renovations that you mentioned, they get the premium seating
we
now, which is kind of nice.
Premium seating. It's nice. The seats are a lot bigger. They're wider. And they're new, they're comfy. I love them personally. They're great. And they have a nice, like, they're just roomier. I don't know. The whole section is just a lot roomier.
Yeah. Very cool. And you guys have all types of things happening over at Theater in the Wood at all times.
Oh,
it's
my
incredible.
Gosh. All the time.
We're going to talk about the fun run happening at Storyland, but I do want you to mention, speaking of Theater in the Wood and everything else, you have some auditions coming
we
up.
We do. We have auditions for Aladdin Jr., which is our fifth kid show. We're coming off of our summer camp, which was
phenomenal.
It was great.
Yeah.
We had a huge blast doing that, and the kids came out for that. But Tuesday and Wednesday, we have auditions at 6 p.m. And if any kids between the ages of 7 and 18, if they want to audition for Aladdin Jr., they can send me an email, nate@believeinbooks.org, or visit our website or call our office, whatever.
Excellent. It's always one of my favorite Disney classics, Aladdin.
It's so good. And this is actually, it's based off the new Broadway musical
came
out in 2014. So it's pretty cool.
Excellent. And again, more details on that, believeinbooks.org. So we're going down the week here. Monday. You guys have a big day Monday. Once again, teaming up with Storyland and Memorial Hospital for the fun run.
It's so fun.
Huge.
This is a big one. Erin, tell us about the fun run for those who haven't gone yet.
Yeah, it's in the name. It's a fun run for kids. So we get right around 400 kids usually every year that show up to run this race. It all happens within a span of 20 minutes.
Right.
So we start the race at 9 a.m. and we are done by 9:20. It's pretty amazing. We get all these kids that run through the park. They have a blast. It's not timed. It's just super fun.
It's just fun.
Yeah. And then the kids get a free ticket into Storyland for the
day. I was going to say, the big highlight there, I believe, obviously giving back and helping out with the fun run is fantastic.
Yeah.
But the highlight there is they get the all-day pass.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And totally worth it. Memorial Hospital will have their smoothie bike inside after the park opens.
Wonderful.
And obviously all the fun rides and everything that they get to enjoy for the
day.
But
it's a nice exclamation point right at the end of summer.
Yeah.
It really is. It's great, too, because it's the last weekday, right? That they're open?
That's their
Storyland's open?
Yes. Yeah.
Because then they go into weekend hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. For sure. So you can check out all details about that, storylandnh.com and believeinbooks.org as well, and I'll participate in that kids' fun run. And then we fast forward into the holiday season.
Da-da-da-da.
And we have Journey to the North Pole. And we've been talking about this all week long. This is really just a magical holiday experience.
God, I love it.
Set up the scene. What we got when we go to the Journey to the North Pole? How does it work?
Well, I mean, you get on the train right here in Conway. You could also get it in Lincoln.
Yep.
And it takes you to the North Pole. Lets you out, and you get to walk up the polar path, and it's like, it's just magical. You walk into Santa's workshop, see the elves, meet Santa, hear a great story. You know, this was the night before Christmas. It's just a classic.
Right.
Everybody
yeah.
loves it.
It's one of those things where you get to, you read about it in the storybooks, and now you get to experience
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And this year it's a big deal because it's our 25th year.
Oh, even better.
It's our silver, platinum. Was that right? No.
Silver. Yeah.
Silver.
All right. Fair enough.
Platinum's not silver.
Big anniversary, nonetheless. And you'll get to go meet old Saint Nick, again, Mrs. Claus, and all the elves. And it is just a wonderful experience there. And you can learn more about that at journeytothenorthpole.org. So we've been playing a game all week called Identify the Elf. Identify the Elf.
I know, it's hard.
It was difficult. It was
some
difficult.
Of those are really hard.
We want people to work for these tickets. We had some, so we posted photos with an elf head on some Magic 104 artists' bodies to make them have to guess visually. And then we played some audio clues where we modified their voices to sound like elves and so on and so forth. But we broke it down. We got a top five. We have our five qualifiers. I'm going to do a little drum roll here. And if you could do the honors of announcing our winner, that would be fantastic. Here we go.
All right. Sarah Warner from Tuftonboro.
There we go. Round of applause.
Hello. We'll see you at the North Pole, Sarah.
Sarah is going to the North Pole. Sarah from Tuftonboro, congratulations. And if you're listening, we'll be in touch and let you know how you can pick up your prize. Lots of things happening over at Believe in Books. The one place to go, the best place to go is believeinbooks.org for all the details and everything. Guys, have fun tomorrow night with N-Train. Sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast.
Yeah.
And the rest of the Sunset Concert Series, the fun run should be a blast. And then, of course, Journey to the North Pole and everything else. The shows, I'm sure the Aladdin, we'll have you back on for Aladdin and all of that.
Yes.
I appreciate you guys coming in. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.